in Srimad Bhagavatam, Brahmachari Gurukule Vasan Danta Gururhitam. Actually, everyone should become a brahmachari. There are different kinds of brahmachari. Comes brahmachari for his whole life, someone for so many years, someone for 1 year, someone for so many months, someone for at least 1 day. But the brahmachari ashram is for training in service and in self-control. Vasan danta guru arhitam. Even a king's son would be sent to the brahmachari ashram to learn to learn proper character, to be formed in proper character. Proper character means, first of all, that one has to be able to control the senses. If we're controlled by the senses, then where's good character? We may have some high ideals, high concepts, but when the senses call, come on, let's go. Yes, sir, yes, sir. The senses are calling, then we have to obey, because we're servants of the senses, and the master is ordering. So then we have to follow the dictation of the senses. And in this way, Ranjan Maharaj ki jai. Shamsundar Prabhu, we have all this space here. And your back is not good, Niranjan Maharaj. You need a proper place to sit. We really shouldn't leave Shamsundar Prabhu alone back there. Senior devotee means you can do what you like. That doesn't matter. Antagobi Bishatam Tamishram Puna Punash Charvata Charvanana. When the senses are uncontrolled and demanding, now do this, now do that, then gradually we glide down to a degraded condition in which we're always chewing the chewed again and again to try to satisfy the unsatisfiable demands of the senses. So, control of the senses means especially guru-arhita, that one should be engaged in the service of Guru and Krishna. Simply controlling the senses by force is very difficult. Yat pada pankaja palasha vilasha bhaktya. The Kumaras said that to control the senses simply by force, to control the waves of material desire, is very difficult. Like this tsunami, you know, if you stand in front of it and say, stop. That's not going to work very well. So trying to control the senses is something like that, where Arjun gave the example, senses means the mind is the chief of the senses. So trying to stop the fickle mind, Arjuna said, is something like Vayuriva Shudushkaram. It's as difficult as controlling a hurricane. But the Kumaras say that if one's mind is fixed on the lotus petal feet of Govinda, Krishna, then one can very easily control the mind and the senses. Bhajavasudevam. Therefore, they say, by all means, one should engage in the service of Krishna. Service of Krishna means service of Krishna and the spiritual master. Guru-arhitam. Therefore, the brahmachari life means to be engaged as a servant. Sometimes, one time Prabhupada was sitting with some devotees and someone asked, what is the position of the disciple? And Prabhupada said, you can answer. So some disciple answered, servant, Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada said, menial servant. Menial servant. Means whatever the needs to be done for the satisfaction of the spiritual master, the disciple should do. Srila Radhanath Maharaj ki jai. So Brahmacharya Ashram is a very suitable ashram for cultivating this training. One has no other business. Brahmacharya doesn't have to think about maintaining any establishment for family affairs. He doesn't have to think about his wife and family members. He only has to think about serving Krishna and the spiritual master. He has no other business. Then if he remains brahmachari, that's very nice. He has no other concern but to engage in devotional service. Otherwise, if he's married, his household life, he's trained how to be a self-restrained householder and how to dedicate everything, mind, body, words, family, everything for the service of Krishna and the spiritual master. Without brahmachari training, the householder life is more difficult. And with proper training in the brahmachari ashram, the householder life is properly executed or skipped. The brahmachari, once he's trained, can either continue very nicely as a trained grihastha or remain as a career brahmachari in the service of Krishna. Sometimes we think that we have to take sannyas now. I have to make a decision. I'm 35 years old. Now am I going to get married or am I going to take sannyas? But actually, one can remain brahmachari whole life. In Gaudiya Math, there are many career brahmacharis, old men brahmacharis. So either way, the main thing is we don't care brahmacharya, grihastha, vanaprastha, sannyas. We just want to see that our whole life is engaged in the service of Krishna. So this brahmachari vesh is very nice for being fixed up in the brahmachari life, and all good wishes to those who are accepting this saffron cloth. Hare Krishna.
Timirandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Mulatam Sri Guruve Namaha. When Gauranga Prabhu asked me to speak this morning and give a brahmachari class, I told him that I was out of practice because I've been preaching in America and there are no brahmacharis left. Or very few. But it's nice to be here with that tradition of full commitment in that ashram is being promoted. It's really nice to see here how the culture is being developed to support that. Even this ceremony is so nice. Sometimes in the Vedic culture, they have the term samskaras. I don't know if this is exactly within the traditional line of samskaras, but the same principle is there, is that there's a support for a commitment. And by making a commitment in the assembly of people who have affection for you, then their expectations for you go much deeper into the heart. So it's an encouragement, I understand, to take take to that life of full commitment and renunciation in that type of ashram. Of course, His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj is a great example of detachment, a person who is detached, but not on the platform of just gyan, on the platform of dedication, commitment, and love for the spiritual master. That's the real detachment, just like that verse this morning was about detachment in one way, nadanam, najanam, nasundarim, kabatam, va jagadisha kamaye, that one doesn't want these things. He remains detached, but he doesn't want these things because it doesn't serve his purpose, his real objective, which is love of Krishna. Prema Pumartha Mahan, that's the real objective. And whatever ashram we're in, and whatever situation we're in, it has one standard. We're doing it because it's favorable for us to achieve love of Godhead. And certainly this situation where you are free from encumbrances of economic activity, where you live a simple, renounced life, is so favorable to getting the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by that dedication. And if one has the inclination to actually continue in that way, and certainly, I guess, part of the ceremony today is that there is a commitment that people are attracted and qualified for that ashram to continue in that ashram, at least longer. And as Jayadvaita Maharaj said, how glorious if it would a lifelong situation of that type of full commitment and dedication. I remember one time I visited His Holiness Radhanath Swami at New Vrindavan. And one of my disciples was with me, and we were riding back from New Vrindavan, and from Marge's association, he had a nice realization about detachment and Krishna consciousness that stuck with me. And he said, I was just with His Holiness Radhanath Swami, and I understood what detachment is. And he said, it's surrendered to Krishna's will. And that's what the real detachment is. To be fully surrendered to Krishna's will. And to have that sense that all my needs are met by taking shelter of Krishna. And then one becomes detached. I was speaking this morning, then I'm just going to, because I already spoke so much and too much. But in our line, to remain brahmachari, it's not just gyan, it's bhakti. Because that's our real need. And our situation of brahmachari life, by putting one in the ashram, in that type of association, and having full time to commit oneself to the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it's such a wonderful opportunity to get His mercy. And when you get mercy, then naturally the response is that you feel love. And if you feel that reciprocation from your service and your dedication to the will of Krishna as it's coming through the Guru Parampara in the ashram of the spiritual master, and you develop, therefore, that affection for Guru and Krishna by giving yourself to them and experiencing their mercy, then your other needs will become very, very minimal because your main need will be met. And therefore, we have the example of the greatest renunciants, the six Goswamis. They weren't vairagis in the sense they were meditating on the sense objects, no, 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 no. But they were absorbed so much that they didn't need to feel complete by sense gratification. We need to feel complete by sense gratification because we're not feeling that love of Krishna within our heart. And therefore, because we're seeking to feel that shelter and completeness, we seek it other ways. So if you make this wonderful commitment, saffron is not an ordinary color. Garanga was also telling me that, you know, in India it's not appreciated changing colors. That someone comes in the ashram, puts on saffron immediately, and then decides to put on white. But that it's actually such a serious thing. And I believe the history is that traditionally brahmacharis wore white. But I believe Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, when he saw the popularity of the Ramakrishna mission and they were giving out saffron cheaply, then he wanted his preachers to wear saffron. But it's not a cheap thing because it traditionally represents sannyas. And therefore, one who is wearing that color, people expect that actually they're a sannyasi, that they're actually made a full commitment to a renounced life. So it's actually a great responsibility to represent Srila Prabhupada in that way as one of his frontline preachers, surrendered to the spiritual master. So I'm very happy to come here and see that this very, very important ashram is actually increasing, at least somewhere. And so nice. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Krishna. The Bhagavad Gita says, Arjuna says that my dear Krishna, the mind is very obstinate, very strong, and controlling it seems more difficult than controlling the wind. The brahmachari life means really grabbing hold of the reins of the mind, pulling it in, and dedicating 100% in the service of your spiritual master. And it's the great thing about brahmachari life, as there's no distractions as far as household life or any other kind of commitments. I could say the best years of my life were as a brahmachari, serving Prabhupada without any kind of thoughts other than devotional service. And there was one class Srila Prabhupada gave in Los Angeles. He was talking about becoming Krishna conscious. And he said, you can become Krishna conscious as householder, and you can become Krishna conscious as brahmachari. But Prabhupada held up his hand and he said, but remain brahmachari. Because this way, there is no hindrance. You probably remember that class, Maharaj. There's no hindrances in serving the spiritual master and dedicating 100% to the service of Lord Sri Krishna. So there's much more qualified devotees here to speak on this subject matter. So I'll allow them to speak. I'm just honored to be here and take advantage of your brahmachari colors. It's like putting up a stop sign to Maya. So you have to fight off Maya with a very strong mind and a very strong desire for devotional service. Hare Krishna.
Panchakalpatarupyascha kripa sindubhya eva cha patithanam bhavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namah. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nithananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasudi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Mahajana Vena Gatha Sapanta. Lord Chaitanya taught that the path of perfection is to follow in the footsteps of the great souls. In his divine pastimes, both in his own example and amongst his associates. He taught the ideals of both family life as well as renunciation. Shivananda Sen was a grihastha, several children. His service to the Vaishnavas, his complete detachment from anything that was not favorable for devotional service, was so extraordinary that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu on many occasions said that the family of Shivananda Sen is my family. Practically every day he would take their prasad. And the affection he showed toward the children, to the extent of allowing little Puri to suck Lord Chaitanya's toes. So yes, Shivananda Sen was grihastha, but he dedicated his life, his soul, his everything to serving Vaishnavas and hearing and chanting the glories of the Lord. And we have the six Goswamis of Vrindavan. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu bhakta ganer vairagya pradan yaha deki prita hoy gaur bhagavan. That renunciation is the basic principle which sustains all the true devotees of Lord Chaitanya. Seeing such renunciation, Lord Chaitanya becomes extremely satisfied. When he saw the renunciation of Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, Lord Chaitanya shed tears of love and affection. So if we want to be perfect in Krishna consciousness as grihastha, we must follow in the footsteps of those grihasthas who practice knowledge, detachment, and devotion. And if we want to attain perfection in the renounced order, we must follow in the footsteps of the six Goswamis. What Dhanadhar Swami Maharaj said is very important, that the saffron color represents renunciation, and the principle of purity and renunciation. It is like a flag. You're representing your Guru, Srila Prabhupada, and your whole parampara. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained that when there's a single spot of ink on a white cloth, people will see it and criticize it. So similarly, when we misbehave while wearing the saffron color, which represents purity and renunciations, then people will criticize. People will lose their faith, not only in you, but what you represent. ISKCON, Srila Prabhupada, and our Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya. And this is especially very true in India. So it is a great responsibility, what you are representing and who you are representing. And thus it should be taken very seriously. It is also an impetus. When we're in the saffron color, we should always be aware of who we are representing. And we should always be very, very, very careful. And that pressure of awareness is very helpful for us to be on guard against Maya. Renunciation is to avoid unnecessary association with opposite sex. to avoid unnecessary relationship with money, with wealth, and with any possessions that cannot be used in Krishna's service. Internally, renunciation is simplicity. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur explained, this is the first principle of a real Vaishnava, simplicity. That means no duplicity. When we have our own agenda, that is material attachment. And then we must act or speak duplicitous for our own selfish purposes. Thus, simplicity means to speak in a very respectful and straightforward way and to act accordingly. Renunciation means humility. Essentially, renunciation is about detachment from the false ego, because that is the seat of all other attachments. We may be learned, we may be very exemplary in our austerities, but if we are proud, and if we are not properly respecting others, then our detachment is simply superficial. Study the lives of the six Goswamis. They only ate what was required. They slept very simple. They had very little possessions. Lord Chaitanya told Raghunath Das Goswami when he asked, what are the principles of one in the renounced order of life? Gramya katana shunibe, gramya varatana kohibe, balana koibe ara balana koribe. Should not speak nonsense. That is renunciation. No gossip. No unnecessary criticism. No unnecessarily just talking about mundane events. No gramya katha. And no inclination to hear those things. Not to speak gossip and not to hear it. And to dress very simple and eat simple. To offer all respect to others, to not expect any in return, to constantly chant the names of Krishna, and in one's mind to worship Radhan Krishna. These are the principles of renunciation according to Lord Chaitanya. Humility is very important. To offer all respect to others, to expect none in return, is very much the substance of real renunciation. Trinadapi sunichena taror iba sahishnana amani namana dena kirtaniya sadahari. Internally, we should cultivate this principle and very much take shelter of hearing and chanting the names and glories of the Lord. Externally, we should be servant of the servant and be very much aware that we are representing our parampara. Improper association with opposite sex, improper behavior, accumulation of wealth or possessions beyond necessary is not proper. And if we actually live with these ideals, then it is the means of achieving or attracting the very, very, very special mercy of Sri Guru and Gauranga. In Srila Prabhupada's mission, which is Lord Chaitanya's mission, another very important aspect of renunciation is to preach. Through book distribution, through preaching, or through assisting or facilitating the preaching in various ways. We are trying to please spiritual master and Krishna. Because ultimately, whatever we do, if it's not pleasing to Guru and Krishna, it's not spiritual. So all of you who are accepting the saffron cloth today, it is not a vow. It is expressing your intent to commit yourself to a life of a very, very exemplary renunciate or brahmachari. And it is a very serious sacrifice. And I am extremely grateful to anyone who's willing to make this sacrifice for the service of Srila Prabhupada and the Vaishnavas. My sincerest prayers are with you. I thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Om Vigar Jivarandas Yoganandana Salakaya Chaksha Unminitam Yutasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Ukam Kuroti Vachanam Pangam Nagayate Garim Vakripata Mahamande Shri Gunadinatana. I'll say a few words. Much has already been said about the path of renunciation and detachment. But certainly, brahmachari life is meant to exemplify a mood of simplicity and detachment. And our method that Srila Prabhupada has given us, certainly according to the Vaishnava tradition of being able to remain detached, is by engaging our senses and our minds in loving devotional service to the Lord. There's one commentary, I think it's in Chaitanya Bhagavat, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta. He quotes, I can't remember the scripture, maybe if someone can help me, but he describes the anomalies of Kali Yuga. And he says that one of the anomalies of Kali Yuga is that in Kali Yuga, brahmacharis will remain brahmacharis simply because household life is too troublesome. And certainly, in quoting this reference, he's bringing to light many of the deplorable symptoms of Kali Yuga. Certainly, this is not the basis for being a brahmachari because household life is too troublesome. One who tries to imitate brahmacharya simply on that platform will certainly not be very successful in the long run in maintaining his vows. Although it's good to hear about the troubles of household life, certainly many householders can reveal very sometimes deep realizations of detachment that have awakened in their hearts as a result of having undergone the trials and tribulations of household life. And that can certainly inspire or motivate us to really avoid household life on one hand, but on the other hand, if we really want to maintain a spirit of detachment, we have to accept that which is positive. Our philosophy is based both upon rejecting that which is not good and accepting that which is good. Two of the principles of surrender is accepting everything favorable to for devotional service, and the other is to reject everything which is unfavorable. Both go hand in hand. Or just as it's stated, smartavyam satatam vishnu vismartavyam najatu chit sava vidhi nisedasyoityoyevakinka. Krishna must always be remembered. Krishna must never be forgotten. All the prescribed activities and all the prohibited activities which are given in the Vedas are meant to serve these two principles. So ultimately the goal is to always remember Krishna, but that is the positive. And the prohibited activity, don't forget Krishna. The positive is to always hear about Krishna, to chant about Krishna, to associate with devotees who have similar attraction for hearing and chanting, develop a taste, a genuine taste, an attraction for Sangha, association with those who actually are renounced. Anybody who has deep friendships from Krishna consciousness, really deep, especially if you develop such a deep taste on that for Krishna consciousness on the basis of that friendship, then what need is there for there to pursue any other relationships in this world? It's just Vishaya Vinivartante Nirahara Sudehina Rasa Vajam Rasopyasa Param Jishtuvar Nirvartate. It is certainly the highest taste, and as Lord Krishna states in the Bhagavad Gita, the embodied soul may restrict himself from sense enjoyment even though the taste still remains, but he can cease these engagements by experiencing a higher taste and become fixed in consciousness. So certainly to be aware of the troubles of household life is advantageous, but it's not everything. And therefore, I'm very pleased and impressed when I see that, as Dhanadhar Maharaj said here, the culture for brahmachari life is so nicely in place, because you have such a wonderful facility, a network, a protective network amongst yourselves to deepen your relationships with each other, loving relationships, just as it states in the Bhagavatam that you have friendly relationships with this brahmachari, you should have friendly relationships with the spiritual master. Right? Spiritual master, of course, is best friend. Of course, is not too familiar. It's not to suggest familiarity, but just as Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Suridam Savabhutanam, one who knows me to be the friend of all living beings. So Krishna is certainly everyone's friend, in the same way the spiritual master is everyone's friend. And certainly association with God brothers, and they are also our friends. Friendly relationship means that we're thinking of each other's best interest. Friendly relations means that there's loving exchanges. Tadati patigrinati guyam akyati pichtati bhungte bojayate chava sadhidi sad vidha. What is it? Priti lakshanam. Yes. Priti lakshanam, most important. Priti, the affection. There's the qualities, the lakshanam, the qualities, there'll be affectionate relationships. So, therefore, for the devotees who are want to avoid household life, therefore you have such a wonderful facility to avoid it and to develop deep affectionate relationships with each other. And of course, Lord Chaitanya's movement does not restrict us from not having affectionate relationships with householders as well. In fact, Srila Prabhupada, in his commentary to Gaurangira Duti Pada, he's quoting Narottam Das Thakur, saying that whether you are brahmachari, grihastha, vanaprastha, sannyasi, it is not so important. But if you're taking part in Lord Chaitanya Sankirtan movement, I want your association. That is the criteria. So certainly we can also have friendly relationships with householders too. As we see here, such ideal exemplary householders who are very much integral parts of Lord Chaitanya Sankirtan movement. And who are making great sacrifices and also have taste for hearing and chanting about Krishna. But if we can avoid, certainly that is a safer position. That is why undergo all these difficulties, tribulations, and anxieties and stress of household life. If one can avoid it, then certainly it is superior. So I'm very pleased to see. It's very inspiring to come here and to see this culture of giving all of you the facility to not only avoid household life, but to deepen your attraction for Krishna consciousness, nice programs for shastra, studying of the shastras. Everybody's attending the programs, enthusiastic kirtans. It's all here. You don't need anything else. So simple. I remember when I was going out, my years in book distribution. And I always used to just meditate on the simplicity. Every brahmachari who went out on book distribution, you couldn't keep anything more than a Back to Godhead box for your possessions. That was it. Right? We didn't, no suitcases, nothing, you know, like nothing. Everybody had one BTG box because that's all we could fit in the van because the van was just filled with books. Right? Chanakarta Prabhu was like that. I remember also when we used to load up our vans and books and go out to distribute, we would load up the vans in such a way that if we wanted to sleep that night, the first night, we had to distribute enough books so that we could sleep in the van. It was always the standard policy. If you wanted to sleep that night, you had to distribute enough books that day so that there would be enough room in the van to sleep. That's very, very little space. Everything was just like, that's it. That's what you've got. One BTG box, nothing more. So simple. And I would always just... I mean, of course, those years, I oftentimes think what happened. My renunciation somehow slipped by me. I've moved up to a suitcase now. I took sannyas and moved up to a suitcase. It was so much simpler as a brahmachari. But certainly the simplicity of brahmachari life and being so fully dependent, that was also the nectar part. You know, you're never thinking like, we never think that, you know, that you would, we never thought, we were never considered to spend one paisa, or 1 cent, of course, without getting permission. You know, it's like, this is Krishna's Lakshmi. You know, it was, and just to get the very, very basic necessities, that was approved, pre-approved, basic necessities, right? But anything beyond basic necessities, like, no way. You were just completely dependent. And it was so nice. Because the result was, there's no anxiety. The only time you got in anxiety is when you started thinking, I want to enjoy. And then you should be in anxiety if you're thinking that way. But otherwise, if you just wanted to be satisfied with the simplicity of brahmachari life, all facility was there. Because it was just, everything was there. Whatever you needed for a spiritual life, it was there. You didn't have to make extraneous effort. Just give yourself completely. For preaching, for studying Srila Prabhupada's books, for associating with devotees. And it's such a perfect life. Perfection. So, you're very fortunate, although maybe not all of you are not going out and distributing books like we did in the 70s, loading up the van. Some of you are going, but you still have the perfect lifestyle. The perfect lifestyle. You've got your little cupboards, right, where you put your things. You don't have any niche or places where you can go for everybody stays together. Maharaj has created the perfect environment. You're so fortunate. And so many devotees who've had that experience and gave it up for something else, they always come back and say, you're so fortunate. Right? You are so fortunate. So remain fortunate and appreciate, just simply appreciate the simple life of Krishna consciousness. And Prabhupada has given his assurance. Just one life, dedicated. Right? We'll go back home, back to Godhead. So, thank you very much for showing this nice example and giving me this opportunity to be with you. And certainly my prayers and best wishes go to those devotees who are making such a serious step today in really making them firm commitments for brahmachari life. Hare Krishna.